Welcome to Ipswich's award-winning theatre, The New Woolsey. It's season three of our podcast, and we welcome you into the heart of our work. Aside from being the home of the very best live entertainment in the region, we're an inclusive theatre open to all of our community, and we're proud to be a vital component of cultural life in Suffolk and East Anglia. Thank you for joining us. Your hosts for this episode are Jack Parker and me, Sanna Hornby.
In this episode, we are talking to Tony Casement, who is Head of Creative Communities here at the New Woolsey Theatre, which includes our youth theatre.
Yeah, and the cast from Metamorphoses, who are a group of young people from the youth theatre. With us, Tony Casement, who is our Head of Creative Communities here at the New Woolsey. Welcome, Tony.
Hello, nice to be here.
Nice to have you too, and Jack's in the mix as well.
Yes, yeah, good to be back.
Tony, can you give us a quick overview about the youth theatre here?
Yeah, so we will be running from September. Is it seven? Let me just think. I can't remember. God, it's so many. So we've got youth theatres one and two, which are for younger participants. Then we've got three and four, which is sort of secondary age. And then we've got a new group, which is Young Creatives, which I'm sure we'll talk about in a second. Mm-hmm. And then we also have two youth theatres for young people with complex needs, one for younger people who are neurodivergent, and then for disabled young people. And that's a group for slightly older young people. So how many is that? Seven?
Seven.
Seven? I think it was.
It felt like seven.
Every week during term time.
What is the Young Creative, the new offering then?
What we're trying to do, and it's sort of in response to what the young people have told us they want, and also us thinking about what we can offer as a regional theatre, which is unique and is not offered by anyone else. Because there are lots of places you can go to do sort of amateur plays or theatre groups and things like that. But I suppose because of the fact that we're really lucky that we've got access to professional artists and resources and technical theatre and all of those things that we all know every week is going towards creating amazing stuff on the main stage. We just want to be able to give young people access to all of that. Mm, yeah. So the Young Creatives is really a space for those young people who really want to push their creativity, want to engage with professional practice, professional artists, want to explore a range of ways to make theatre. So they're, I suppose, essentially they're developing their own aesthetic and their own practice, because hopefully for some of them, in fact, I know for some of them, the aspiration is to go into a creative career.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. So we want to give them the best chance of doing that with the resources that we can offer.
Yeah, great.
And that's starting in September.
Yep.
You have many participants for it?
Well, we haven't yet done the kind of audition process, which I know some people might think, audition, oh no. But it's not what you might expect. It's not sort of coming onto a bare stage and doing a piece of Shakespeare. It's an informal way for us to meet young people who are interested, to get to know each other a little bit. So they find out, you know, what we expect from them, and also what they can expect from us.
Yeah. Mm.
So it's, you know, it's going to be a gentle day where we're just spending the day with those young people who are interested.
Yeah, and that's for all the youth theatre.
No, that is just for Young Creatives, because what we're really trying to do, because we understand and we realise the importance of youth theatre for young people who might have no aspiration at all towards a career, don't want to take it seriously, want to engage with it for social reasons, and we all, I think, understand the benefit that young people get from engaging with theatre.
Yeah.
But also we want to make sure that that's a range of young people, that the diversity of those younger youth theatres reflects the diversity of this town. Mm-hmm. You know, we want that diversity reflected across everything we do.
Yeah, sure.
But especially those entry points for young people, one, two, three, and four. We don't want an audition process to be a barrier. You know, we want people to come who may have disabilities or be neurodivergent, may have no experience not only of being part of a drama group, but even what theatre is or could be. It's essentially open access from our Youth Theatre 1 to Youth Theatre 4, which is essentially from the ages of 7 to the end of secondary education. We're saying, just come and get involved. If you want to engage with us, if we can make it work and we have capacity within our groups, we will make that work. Mm-hmm. And then it becomes a slightly different offer post 16. So into what I suppose would be people doing apprenticeships or college courses, where we really want to turn up the expectations, turn up the temperature, mm-hmm. work with people in a way which reflects professional practice. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we all know part of that is making a good piece of theatre is hard work.
Yeah.
So we want young people to come along who want to get stuck in.
Mm.
The big headline is we're trying to maintain access. We're trying to ensure we've got diversity and inclusion and different pathways into this for different sorts of young people. Mm. And then once we get to sort of 17, 18, it really is about focusing down and making the most of the resources we have to give those young people an incredible experience in terms of connecting with a regional theatre and what it means to be a theatre maker.
Mm. Yeah.
And you take those people on that journey, those young people, and, you know, and you've just talked about the diversity of the groups and how important that probably is, really important to bring together the very best of everybody.
Yeah. And that can, and what that means is going to be different for different sorts of people. You know, what I'm interested in is creativity, is a work ethic, is an ability to throw yourselves in and get involved. You know, those are the things that are important to me. But you're absolutely right. We want a diverse range of young people across everything we do because they bring different stories.
Yeah.
They bring different experiences and that is enriching for everyone in a social sense, but it's also enriching in terms of the work that we make together.
Yeah, sure.
Tony, I think that's it.
Yeah.
I know you're very busy and we don't want to hold you up any longer, but thank you.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
First up from Youth Theatre, Casey Totten and Victoria Zytek. Welcome to the New Woolsey podcast.
Hi.
Hi.
Thank you for having us.
It's good to have you here. So you guys have been in Youth Theatre for how long?
I've only been in it, so this is my first year.
So that's Casey and Victoria. What about you?
A decade.
Since I was six.
Wow, a veteran. That's amazing.
And Casey, what made you come in so a bit later? What was it that appealed you?
I think it was I wanted to branch out my horizons because I had done PQA in Ipswich. I think at that time it was about, well, I'm going into my fifth year, but it was about 4 years.
Sure.
And I wanted to branch out my horizons because you always get told, know people. To get into the industry, you need to know people and have connections. And I thought, this is such like a perfect place to start.
Yeah.
Start as in the young company.
Yeah.
And then, fingers crossed, you work your way into working in the theatre.
Yeah.
And then branch out from there.
Mm.
So that was one of the reasons. But I was, to be honest, I was really nervous coming in.
Right.
And like the first week or two, I was like, I don't know if this is my thing, but I do really enjoy it.
What persuaded you to stay?
I think it was like how everyone treated me. It was like we were all like one big family.
Yeah.
We weren't like all separated.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
It certainly comes across with your cast. You are a real team, aren't you? Victoria, come to you first. What have you really got out of being in youth theatre for a decade?
Well, I think when I was a kid, I wasn't necessarily shy, but I wasn't very confident either. And during the years that fluctuated, but as I've gotten a lot older, I think drama has really improved my confidence. Like, I'm a lot louder, I'm more bubbly, and I'm just more confident with my ideas. And like Casey said, the people here are just so supportive that it's really, you're comfortable sharing your ideas and just being yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Casey, you've already intimated towards it, really, but what would you like to do in the future? Is it something around theatre?
Yes, definitely. I want to. Well, my dream is to be on the West End.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But that's quite a high dream.
In what show? If you had to pick one show.
One show. Oh, don't do me like this. it's too many. I feel like I would want to do something like more like the teens. So like Mean Girls, Heathers.
Yeah.
Anything like that. Grease.
Yeah, yeah.
Like Hairspray. Anything like that.
Yeah.
It's quite the upbeat ones.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good answer. Yeah.
Good luck.
I think I'm going to need it.
Well, no, I mean, I think, you know, like you say, you've got the right attitude and it's like you've got to get on. You've got to get on into theatre and get to know people and you have to work really hard.
Mm. We are here with our next two cast members. We have Leo Maynard and Jace Palmer. How are you guys?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
What attracted you to joining the Youth Theatre?
I've always been interested in acting, to be honest. I find it really fun. I hope so, at least. And I don't know, it was just a way for me to do that outside of school, because I did take drama for GCSE. And, you know, that's over now, whereas this is kind of something that I can have separately while also continuing it and mm-hmm. not having to be graded on it too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's, I guess it's like something for me to do to pursue an interest, mm-hmm. But it doesn't have to be like exam serious. So it's mm-hmm. more fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Greatly understand that.
Yeah. I mean, I was pretty, that's pretty similar to me, to be honest. But it's nice to be able to do a thing because you're interested in it rather than to pass an exam. Cause I also did GCSE drama, but to be like, a lot of it was just analyzing a play that you don't care about and having to overanalyze it to death. I hate The Crucible now.
I'm sure you're not the only one.
Yeah. So it's nice to be able to do this externally. So we're interested in it and doing the actual acting bit, which is the bit I like.
And it's nice when you know to have a group of you from, I guess you're all over from the area, from Ipswich and whatever, so you make great friends as well throughout the year within your group.
Yeah,
and that matters when you're putting a show on at the end of the year. That's
absolutely
important, I'd imagine.
I mean, I'd say we get on well. I don't know, maybe everyone else secretly hates me.
You should have heard like what the last two people said. How did you first find out about the New Woolsey Youth Theatre?
I found out through my old drama teacher, because she told us about it in class and she sent the email out and I applied through that. I did audition a few years ago, and that was like just before COVID.
Yeah.
And I didn't get in, unfortunately, but I know why. But yeah, I was like, you know what, might as well give it another shot. And I'm so glad I did, because I would not be here right now doing this if I didn't.
No.
Yeah.
Good, great story. What about you, Liam?
I'm going to be honest. I was just bored. I was, it was a tired summer holiday, you know, nothing really to do. Cause I went through a stage where I was so burnt out with everything and I just didn't have the energy to do anything. Mm-hmm. And so on a whim, I signed up for this and also like a couple weeks sort of tech kind of thing, teaching me how to do that. And it was probably one of the best decisions I've made. I'm much more confident now. It's really, yeah, it's been really good for me, you know, and I've really enjoyed doing all of it.
And that's what we had before, but you know, the last people we spoke to, they said the confidence is a massive thing that they've felt grown from this. What would you say that's true as well for you?
Definitely, yeah. I mean, you know, it's like new people that you either haven't interacted before ever or hardly. And, you know, to go back to like talking about drama in school, it's definitely a different environment because, you know, you like, even in school, you know, it's a group of people who want to be there, who want to do it and who are interested, but it is still a different environment to how it is here, because here it is like, it's a lot more casual, but at the same time, because you don't know these people a lot or very well, it's like, that does obviously affect the kind of interactions and the, I guess, atmosphere between us. But
I'll tell you what it is. It's because at school you have to be at school and you have to do GCSEs and you are under pressure, and so that puts a completely different spin on it. At youth theatre, you don't have any of those.
It's just all fun, honestly.
Exactly. But you are learning at the same time, but it's learning that becomes very simple and easy, and you just do it because it's fun, as you said. The main thing is it's fun.
And it's also like a wider range of people who have different techniques and methods for their acting, which you build off of and steal stuff from every now and then.
Yeah.
So it just kind of helps you, and it definitely does build confidence, especially with people who have more experience either in actual performances or just in more career aspects. Like, it helps so much being surrounded by people with that kind of, I don't know the word, but just like, outtake, I guess. I don't know.
No, it's
gusto.
It all works. Yeah. Right, we have Finn Adams, Charlotte Cathart, and Joe Hewlis in the room. Welcome, everybody. Cathart or Cathart? Sorry,
Cathcart.
Sorry, I've spelled your surname wrong. Well, that's ridiculous, isn't it? It's a good start. Right, where should we start? Joe, should we start with you?
Okay, Dick.
All right. What we were really interested in is, we've already asked people why they've joined youth theatre and all the rest of it, but I thought it'd be really interesting to understand what you understood about why you got into it. What were your passions? Was it theatre or drama or music, or was it something completely different?
For me, I've done kind of acting and drama stuff from a younger age. I did first stage with IELTS when I was really little. And I think it was just always the thrill of just being on stage for me. I think that was the main draw for me. I just loved kind of I kind of love being the center of attention when I was little. but I think now for me, it's kind of just the thrill of storytelling. I love being able to tell stories in such an interesting way, in different ways every time. And I think that's really powerful. And I think our generation especially have a lot to say that can be transferred onto stage. So I think it's really important. That's one of the reasons I love it so much. Yeah.
What about you?
I've always kind of loved performing. So... I don't really know.
That's fine. I mean, is it
someone else in your family loving theatre? I mean, what got you interested? Was it? It could have been cinema. I don't know. There must have been a trigger point for you that you thought, yeah, I'm really interested in that.
I think honestly, just from a young age, like whenever I was on a stage, I was kind of like, yeah, this is right. So that's what kind of got me into performing.
And it's funny, isn't it? Because off stage, so many actors are completely different to what they are on stage, and I think that's what you were relating to as well. It's about being able to perform, tell the story, and not particularly being the center of attention or being that, and not being, you know, it's a confidence thing as well, isn't it? So Finn, what about you, and what got you first interested?
I think for me, there was a lot of time when I was younger that we didn't really have that kind of like way to get to a stage or like a theatre that I don't think I really started drama for a long time. But saying that, I think it's definitely in my bones because I was putting on dresses or like makeup and like the tiny little like Disney princess high heels since I was like three. So I think my mum knew. She was like,
yeah, it was there.
Yeah, this child's going to be an actor. But I think now it's changed into just like expressing what I can and not necessarily, I think recently I've found that it's less about the words and more about how I can like express and move with my body to create those kind of shapes and just be creative with it, really.
Yeah.
Really like artsy fartsy kind of.
Yeah, no, I love that.
Out there.
Yeah, no, great. Really great answer. You've all been in youth theatre for how long, Finn? How long have you been here?
I think it's my eighth year this year, my eighth and final year.
Right, okay. Oh no, so you've got 1 year ahead of us still, or this is it?
No, this is it. Oh. This is it.
Okay.
Because I'm going to Kent University next year.
Well done.
Well, this year.
Amazing. What are you studying?
I'm going to study drama and theatre.
Oh, that's just such great news. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Oh, how exciting. Oh, brilliant, brilliant.
I've been in youth theatre for 3 years now.
Okay, and are you going in, you're carrying on next year?
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. And Joe, what about you? What?
So this is my fourth year, I think, of youth theatre. I joined just after, well, I first joined just before COVID hit in the young company. And then I've kind of done all the stuff through COVID and then up to now. And then I'm carrying on next year, so I'm going to do the Young Creators program.
Great. Tony was talking about that earlier.
Yeah, that's really exciting. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. And I'm also going to carry on working in the other groups as a emerging practitioner with the Youth Theatres 3 and 4, which I'm really excited about.
No, that's brilliant. You know what? You're all so really enthusiastic about youth theatre and indeed this show as well. It's just so lovely to feel the... I don't know, there's so much energy coming off you guys, and you must be exhausted because you've been in rehearsals all day. Sounding great, though.
Good.
listen, I'm going to let you go because you're tired and you've got only a week and 1 day to go, but good luck, good luck, good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Metamorphosis runs at the New Wolsey Theatre from Thursday the 10th of August to Saturday the 12th of August. Tickets cost £10 or are free if you are aged 16 to 25.
And if you're interested in joining the youth theatre, please visit our website wolseytheatre.co.uk and look under Creative Communities.
Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed this episode. Please tell your friends about us and give us a share on social media.
If you'd like to get involved with our podcast, please drop us an email to podcast@wolseytheatre.co.uk.
We have a full and exciting programme of shows, activities and events throughout the year. For more information, visit our website at wolseytheatre.co.uk or call the box office on 01473 295 900.
The New Wolsey Theatre is a registered charity and relies on funding partners, investors and donations. We gratefully acknowledge the support of Arts Council England, Suffolk County Council and Ipswich Borough Council.
This podcast is for entertainment purposes, is produced and managed by our friends at podtalk.co.uk and is the copyright of the New Wolsey Theatre.